We're back on News Radio KMAN in Focus here on a Wednesday morning, and boy, looking forward to this segment here all week because I haven't had a chance to speak to Kevin Ingram, I think, since September, because last time you were on in November, I was in quarantine. I was sick. So welcome back, Kevin. Good to have you back.
Well, I think the welcome back ought to be for you because I was here in November and you weren't. So welcome back, Brandon. I know it's good to have you back, and I'm sure Dave's glad to have you back as well. So it's always good to be on K-Man, and it's good to be on with you this morning.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, Ingram, the president of Manhattan Christian College. I don't know if I said that at the top of the show, but always a pleasure. And, you know, school is back in session at Manhattan Christian College, I believe, or is going to be very soon.
Yeah, no, we are. We started yesterday. You know, obviously, throughout this year, it's been a pretty dynamic situation, us looking at our schedule and offering classes in person and just all the different factors that play into that. And even in the fall, when K-State changed their schedule by a week, we also changed our schedule by a week. But coming into the spring semester, you know, we talked about it several times at our administrative council meetings. And, you know, we came to the conclusion that we, you know, we weren't going to change and match that. You know, we felt like having spring break is still something, you know, that's important for students, especially when you look at it from a mental and emotional perspective of being able to have a break. And, you know, so we opted to be a little bit different this semester and started yesterday, and we're off to a great start. Obviously, from a size perspective, we have less limitations than K-State does, where we can still be abiding by the county health department's regulations on the size of groups that can be together. And we also, due to the size of most of our classes, have the ability to social distance in those classrooms because of just being a smaller college. And so, you know, that's one of, you know, sometimes it's not always great to be the smaller college, but on this situation it is. And so, you know, we started classes Tuesday and they're keeping that regular schedule and doing all that we can to provide a safe and healthy environment and a safe and healthy campus for our students and faculty and staff and all who would come on campus spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically. And, you know, that was the goal we set last summer when we started looking at COVID and the effects it could have. And we've continued with that goal. And we took the opportunity over the break to refresh all of our policies and the handbook that we had put together and just everything. And, you know, we even took down all of our signage that we put up and refreshed all of our signage, refreshed all the markings on the floor, the patterns that we want to have in and out of buildings, you know, because you only enter in this set of doors and exit through another one. And so it's, you know, it's gone well. And obviously with the surge in November, you weren't on, but was able to tell Dave that, you know, we weren't planning on it, but made the decision to finish our semester online from a class perspective. We left our campus open because so many students have local jobs that they need to help pay for school and everything. And so we kept our campus open, but changed dining hall, all the meals were to go, you know, that they were to limit who they were supposed to be around. And some students chose to go ahead and go home and finish out the semester online. But we finished well. And so far as I've heard, we've gotten a great start to this semester also. So just doing our best to protect everybody and while still operating as normally as we can.
Yeah, I think you're in a pretty good position out there. You know, the smaller institutions can manage it, I think, a little bit better than some of the larger ones. And but I the message is still the same. Yeah, it takes everybody working together to mitigate the spread of the virus.
Oh, definitely. And, you know, obviously masks were a big part of that. We had masks when they came in August, and our student life department got them some new masks coming in this spring. And so, you know, we're just trying to do the best and provide all that they would need. And so far, so good. You know, we're trusting and hoping and praying for a positive and safe semester for everybody. And, you know, I don't know where we'll be on the vaccine list, probably way down the list, you know, because of there's obviously the first responders and those in the medical profession who are truly heroes through all of this situation that we're in. And they need it first. And then those who are in more affected populations. And so we'll wait our time and make sure that we're ready for it when it comes.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about athletics. We've seen some interruptions here at the high school level, a little bit at K-State. I know the K-State women are getting ready to play their first game, I think, in 30 days is what Mitch was saying earlier. Good gracious.
Yeah.
Well, what's the situation with you guys out at MCC?
I think I know our men's basketball team, I think, missed one or two games due to COVID protocols. And thankfully, it was in just some of our quieter times of games anyway. And so, but they are now back at it. And they're having a good year so far. They're 6-6 overall, which doesn't sound as good as I would say we're having a good year. But we play several NAIA schools that are scholarship schools and obviously a level up from us as a part of that 6-6. And so it makes a tougher go in that first part of the season as we do that. But even in the midst of that, one of our signature wins was against Dakota State University, which is an NAIA school, and are grateful for that win. And reflection on how well we've played in those games, and especially schools at our same level, we're currently ranked number 4 in the nation. And I don't know if you remember, last year we finished the year number 2 in the nation. It had knocked off several teams in the top 10, and we're 30 minutes from starting our first game at the national tournament, which I think we had a very good chance at winning. So we're grateful to be ranked number 4 in the nation again and to have a chance maybe to go back if everything goes further. But it's going to be a tough go because 4 of the top 10 in the nation are from our region. And so we're going to have a battle to get to that national tournament. But we're grateful for the opportunity. And the early team ranked number 1. We've already knocked them off a few weeks ago. And so they're having great success and look forward to see how they move forward. They're 1-0 in conference play and are playing very well with several, you know, young men from the Kansas area that are on that team that have had success in Kansas. And we're thrilled. And Jordan Stroms, our coach, we welcomed him back a couple of years ago as our, not only the coach of our men's basketball team, but bigger picture, our athletic director. And we're thrilled to have Jordan on campus, and he's doing a great job. And so we still welcome fans, and so fans can come, but, you know, realize that, you know, we keep a limit on how many are in the room, and based on the guidelines the Riley County Health Department has given us. And, you know, there was even a game where some family were coming in before Christmas break. Families were coming in, and there wasn't enough, you know, we were pretty limited on seating. And so I chose to leave at halftime so that families coming in could have, you know, could have the seats, because I think the moms and the dads deserve to watch those kids. And so we're just trying to be smart and keep everybody healthy and still enjoying the season.
Awesome. Hey, that's great. And I know a lot of places, and I think you as well, you've been web streaming some of the games for people who maybe can't come out.
Oh, yeah, definitely. They can go on our website and find those links, and they can still web stream and watch these young men play. And they are a lot of fun to watch play. And you know, I just love young people competing, you know, high school, college, at whatever level in college, because just the passion they play with, and they're not playing for money or anything else. They're just playing because they love the game and the pride of the school. So it makes it that much funner to watch, in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, as far as the women's team, how are they doing?
They're doing well. They're having a rebuilding year, so that, you know, the schedule, their wins and losses has reflected that. They've started 2-5 overall. But a couple of factors in that. For one, they've won 2 of their last 3 games. Now that we're playing on our level of schools at our level from a conference perspective, they're having more success. But what's even more unique about that, since it is a rebuilding year due to some injuries of other young ladies who were going to play that can't play, we're only playing with five ladies. And so when you look at our stats and you look at the minutes played, everybody's playing 40 minutes. And so, you know, it limits some of their defense they can play because they can't get in foul trouble. But yet, even in the midst of all of that, you know, with the tiredness of their legs and all of the above, they're putting together some great efforts. And like I said, won two of the last 3 games. We have a new coach, Mindy Eckert. She's in her first year. She was previously the assistant women's coach at McMurray College and was a part of recruiting and retention and everything. And we've also been just thrilled to have her on our staff, and I think she's doing a great job leading the young ladies. And again, they're fun to watch. And so we encourage people to come out. And one of our players just recently got some national recognition, Ronnie Harris. Ronnie's from Texas. She's one of our freshman players. She was the NCCAA Student Athlete of the Week in Division II women's basketball. In that week, she averaged 35 points a game and 6.5 rebounds. And so she's playing some great basketball, and we're thrilled that Ronnie's on the team. And my wife and I had the privilege of, you know, during the break, you know, our food services closed. And so being the small community that we are, some of us on staff help feed the teams while they're in town and the food service isn't open. And so my wife and I provided supper for the ladies last, I think, Thursday night. And we're able to sit there with them for about an hour and a half and enjoy a meal. And they were just some great young ladies, and really enjoyed getting to know Mindy better and the players better. And, you know, we just talked about a variety of things, you know, I just asked questions just to get to know them better, and just some incredible young ladies, and people can come watch them as well as watch them streaming, and just encourage them to check out our basketball teams because they're fun to enjoy and watch.
Yeah, absolutely. Pray for good health with only five players.
Oh, yeah, man, if COVID hit us in one player, even without contact tracing, we might be done. So there, I think there's a couple of other girls thinking about joining them now, but we will see. But I'm thankful for the team. And, you know, when you're playing with five, you can imagine the heart it takes to win a game. Yeah. And these young ladies are laying it out there, and I'm just so proud of them. I want to share with them a quote that I heard. Now I can't remember his name, but it's a famous football coach said that to have a good football team, you need 11 people who care. To a baseball team, 9 people who care. And to have a good basketball team, you need 5 people who care. And these young ladies care, and they're laying it out on the field. It was Lou Holtz who said that, a great quote. And they're laying it out because they care, and it's really fun to watch them.
Very good. I got to take a quick break. We'll come back. There's some more. We'll talk a little more athletics and some other events coming up here at Manhattan Christian College. Kevin Ingram joins us here on In Focus. We'll return after this.